p.m. Bring your tambourines, dancing shoes, and your picnic baskets to celebrate the life and legacy of Sam the Man Burns.
Yo, peace, this is Rod Stars.
Peace, this is G1, and together we're Rebel D.I.s. When we in the DMV, you know we're listening to that People Power Radio, WPFW Washington, your station for jazz and justice. Let's go.
This is a journey. Journey. To the sound.
Redeem a full of college.
I got so much trouble on my mind. Refuse to lose. Here's your ticket.
He is amazing.
I didn't know nothing about it.
I don't want to be like Mike.
Say what you say, say what?
I don't want to be like Mike.
Before Magic's knees go permanently south for the winter.
I don't want to be like Mike.
Changing up the guard quicker than fear brings down doo-doo.
Put the finger roll! Plus the foul!
Hey, young bro.
He never saw Elgin Baylor play during his day, or Oscar Robinson.
Flash the dice roll back. The big O was jackknifing through all them bodies.
I didn't know nothing about it.
Welcome to The Collision. Man, this is where sports and politics come together with an emphasis on the politics this week for sure. I'm joined, as always, by Chuck Modiano, and we have Katia Stitt with us as well, because we love having Katia on the show, and this is Pledge Drive Time, both of which are causes for celebration. This is a heck of a program we have for you this week. We are thrilled at the bottom of the hour to have two of the most accomplished musicians in our area, Fouad and his daughter Ferouz Foti, from the band Foti Fusion and the Quarter Tones Music Academy. And this weekend, they're going to be hosting the second annual DC Arab American Culture Festival, and we want to talk to them about that. Also, we need to talk about the Friday High School Walkout for Gaza and this event I'm doing to build it tonight. We're going to talk to Chuck about local protests. We hope to have predictions for the NBA championship, discuss what happened to the Knicks, and is too much being put on the shoulders of Caitlin Clark, the basketball prodigy playing in Indiana. And, of course, we do have the Fotis. Yes, this lineup is a tad aspirational. We'll see if we can get to it all. And before we get to any of it, we need to talk pledging and how you can support The Collision in WPFW. Katia Stitt, how are you?
I am wonderful, Dave. It's nice to be with you and Chuck, as always. I look forward to Thursday. I just got to say, like, you know, even more than my own show on Wednesday mornings, I look forward to Thursday at 10. And but you know, I have to say, and I say it to the people, I look forward to it because all that you mentioned, even the Knicks, you all have converted me. I actually follow a little bit of basketball. So even the Knicks, I am excited to hear about. And I'm super excited about the walkout on Friday. I interviewed a young woman, Isra, yesterday, and to have the Fotis. And by the way, Dave, Ferouz is how you pronounce that name. And I bring it up because I have it on authority from Morocco that this is a legendary Lebanese singer that Fouad and Mona might have named her after. So, and she's a beautiful singer in her own right. So I just have to say that, you know, when you say the name, you got to say it with gusto, you know,
Ferouz.
Yes, exactly. But we want to ask the folks, if you enjoy this hour, and I know you do, and I know you get so much information and also inspiration, you know, like Dave said, you know, there's an event tonight, Occupation of the American Mind, happening, the Davis hosting. There is the walkout tomorrow. There is the event on Saturday. Next week, on Wednesday, we're going to be highlighting the Congo and African liberation. You know, so there's so much, and they're all interconnected. That's why I mention it. And Dave and Chuck always make those connections so well for us. We don't have to guess. They bring it right back to Cop City and to policing in America and so many other things. So please go to the phones right now if you appreciate this hour. 800-222-9739. WPFWFM.org are the ways to pledge your support. And we're looking for 4 new members this hour. And maybe you'll entertain becoming a sustaining member. That means that, let's say you want to pledge $600. You can do it $50 a month for 12 months. We love that. It helps us plan. Or you can do $20 a month. Or if what's in your budget is $5, we will humbly and so wonderfully accept that. Or 5,000. You know, whatever works for your budget. The important thing is to really, as NEFA would call it, do make that revolutionary act of supporting truly independent media. 800-222-9739. I'm sorry to be so long-winded, gentlemen. See, when I get excited, you know, I just talk. Sorry about that.
No, keep talking. 800-222-9739, WPFWFM.org. That's why we have you on the show, Katia, because you are the motor and the engine of making sure that this station remains the source for independent media here in the DMV. And that only happens because we are listener supported. Nobody owns WPFW except for you, the listeners. We are a collective project, and so we need your help. 800-222-9739, WPFWFM.org. Chuck Modiano, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, DZ?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Chuck, let's start it off after people, you know, get warmed up calling 800-222-9739 or going WPFWFM.org. The Friday high school walkout for Gaza. What do you know about it, Chuck, happening tomorrow?
So I know you're more involved with me, so I want to kick it back to you because I'm in Flint right now, and there's going to be a people's conference going on. Outside of Detroit. I'm outside of Detroit. There's a people's conference going on the next few days. So, but I want to hear about your involvement because I'm very excited about this high school walkout, which in many ways is taking the form of what's been going on in the universities throughout the nation. So I'm kicking it back to you.
No, it's amazing to see the high school students step up and actually practice what a lot of folks are preaching these days, but actually making it happen. They're doing the school strike for Gaza on Friday, and it looks incredibly powerful. I mean, having high school students take a part of this is really special. And what we want to do is support them however we can, because I think this young generation is going to deliver liberation to this world. They are gathering at 11 a.m. Friday at McPherson Square in Washington, D.C. Yep. 11 a.m. Friday at McPherson Square in Washington, D.C. So if people have the ability to go support these high school students, they are centered in this project. They're going to be doing teach-ins, and anything folks can do to support are really important. Now, I can tell you what I'm doing to support it, if you like.
I do like.
All right. We are doing one of the catalysts for this incredible, one of the just the many bricks in the wall that have come together. I should say bricks in the building, because we don't like walls here on WPFW. But one of the bricks in the building that's making this a reality has been a tremendous struggle at Jackson Reed High School, the largest high school in Washington, D.C., where the Arab Student Association has been attempting to show the film Occupation of the American Mind. And the school discriminated against them. The students brought a lawsuit against the school because they refused to let them show the film. And so tonight, what we are doing at Bus Boys and Poets over on the one on 14th Street and V at 6 p.m., 14th and V, Bus Boys and Poets, we are going to show Occupation of the American Mind, the film that they don't want you to see, the film that was banned not just from Jackson Reed High School, but also Montgomery College. And wait. It's not just showing the film. We are going to have an amazing panel tonight. We're going to have the film's producer, Sut Jolly. We're going to have a Jackson Reed High School student who's going to be there. We're going to have an organizer of the high school walkout taking place tomorrow. And I'm so excited about this, Chuck. I'm so excited about this, Katia. We are going to have Mary Beth Tinker as one of the speakers. And for those of you who don't know, Mary Beth Tinker is one of the great activists for youth in the history of the United States. When she was in eighth grade in 1965, she and other students in Des Moines, Iowa, were suspended for wearing black armbands to protest the Vietnam War. And they took this case all the way to the Supreme Court, and they won. And Mary Beth Tinker today, this is 1969, Tinker versus Des Moines. And Mary Beth today, Mary Beth Tinker, speaks frequently with students to encourage them to know and use their rights. And guess what, Chuck? She is currently part of the worldwide movement for justice in Palestine.
Love
That's the panel for tonight, which is going to take place after we show the film Occupation of the American Mind. And let me tell you something. For folks out there who pledge to WPFW, and if you come tonight, I promise you, soft drinks on me. Am I allowed to say that, Katia? That we can gather at the table?
As long as you're saying soft, that's the operative word.
That's all I'm saying, soft. I'm not offering anything other than a nice, you know, I don't even want to give the brand names, but a nice cola, let's say.
Yeah. Or a lemonade.
Right. Something like that. I just, you know, but to be frank, Katia, every time I've done an event in D.C., it's never failed. People come from the PFW family. They come up to me. They say, the collision. And we have a lovely time. So I hope to see folks from the WPFW family this evening. Go ahead.
I just want to interject one thing. It's not just DC students. I want to make that clear. This is a DMV-wide walkout, strike. Excuse me. They're also calling it a strike. They made that clear to me yesterday on the air. It's a strike. So, you know, everyone is welcome, and it's not just the students, it's their families, it's faculty, it's anyone who is aligned with this resistance that can come out. So it's going to be a beautiful gathering.
Oh, and the fact that, you know, the inspiration from the college students who are drawing inspiration from the high school students who are drawing inspiration from people who've been doing this work for decades. I mean, this movement is multi-generational, which frankly, you don't see often enough in the United States. I once had the experience of going to Mexico. There were a series of protests throughout the country, and you would always see families out there protesting. One, two, three, even four generations of people making their way out to the town square to protest. And I think we're going to see something similar at this DMV strike for Gaza tomorrow at 11 a.m. in McPherson Square. So I hope folks do come to support. Ooh, but speaking of support, you can support WPFW, 800-222-9739, or WPFWFM.org. So it all works together, Katia. It all works together, which makes me, frankly, very proud to be working here with you at this station.
It really does, and we so appreciate your work. So we want folks to get us started. We only have a goal. I shouldn't say only, because at this point, you know, every dollar counts, and there's so many places that you can put your dollars, but we have a goal of $750, and we ask you now to go to the phones and pledge your support. 800-222-9739. Please get us started, or wherever you're listening, you can go online to WPFWFM.org. $750, gentlemen, let's go.
And at the bottom of the hour, Farouz Fodi and Fouad Fodi, who are going to be coming in to speak to us about this incredible fundraiser they're doing this weekend, the DC Arab American Culture Festival, the second annual one. And we want to be able to show them solidarity and support, especially because the Fodi family has been a family that has been there for the struggle and for the movement for certainly as long as I've lived in DC. So, and they're two of the most accomplished musicians in our entire area. So very excited for that as well. Chuck, may I ask you a question, please?
Do it.
You threw down a bomb there for a second. I just don't want to leave, pardon my language, but you threw down something that I want to make sure we discuss. You're in Flint?
I'm in Flint. I have family in Flint, but there is a conference, the People's Conference for Palestine, this weekend, starting tomorrow. And, you know, we're getting a lot of people together to put these thoughts together and learn next moves, next steps. It hurts my heart to miss this strike for Gaza, not amplify the voices of the high schoolers. But if I'm unable to do that, I know many other people in D.C. will. And but I'm out here going to be in Detroit. Yeah.
Are you going to be able to get audio out there with the people in attendance at the conference?
I'm going to interview people. Let me just put it like that. I'm going to interview people and try to get some thoughts back. I can't answer necessarily all of the details, but I'm sure there's going to be some kind of tape of the panels and the panelists, but they're just going to be a lot of people who've been working for Free Palestine for a very, very, very long time, well before October 7th.
Well, you know how we roll, Chuck. You get anything good, please bring it to us here at The Collision so we can share it with our audience.
Yep, we're going to do that. And it's very exciting all around to see so many people coming together nationally, locally. I've never been more impressed with DC and the DMV as I have been in the organizing in the recent months. And so to add the high school to that incredible organization with the people in the street protesting, with the people in the colleges protesting, all doing it in a unified fashion. We have to remind everyone that George Washington University encampment was not just George Washington University. It was a 9-school coalition. Shout out to the Students for Justice of Palestine and so many other organizations that put that together. So everyone was unified to get their school to divest from, you know, weapons manufacturers and Zionism and Israel. And it's just, and now we're adding high schools. I mean, they've been there, but now we're adding them in an organized coalition type way.
Amazing. And I got to say, like when people pledge to WPFW, one of the things they're also doing is helping to amplify these voices as well. You know, we have them on the air to speak about their experiences. We go to the protests to learn more about their experiences. And I got to tell you, like, I as well have been so impressed with the stories I've heard about how people are coming to this issue. And let's be frank, this is reflecting the country as well. I have never in my political lifetime seen such a gap between what these clowns on Capitol Hill are talking about with regards to Israel and Gaza and the lies that they have been telling regarding Israel's war on the people of Gaza, and the gap between that and what people on the ground are saying, what people who consider themselves part of the Democratic Party are saying. I mean, this is a shift and a breaking point, the likes of which I haven't seen. And let me say this, as a person who's a supporter of Jewish Voice for Peace, proud Jewish man myself, I am so thrilled to be able to have a place at WPFW to talk about the tradition that the people on Capitol Hill want to erase. And that's the tradition of Jewish anti-Zionism. They want to pass laws to prevent Jewish teachers. I mean, this is what the law comes down to. It will prevent Jewish teachers from telling Jewish history to students, because that very Jewish history goes against the dictates of this law that an overwhelmingly right-wing Christian Congress is going to pass. And yet we're supposed to think this is what's fighting anti-Semitism. It's an absolute joke. It's a shame. It's a sin. It's anti-Semitic. I will say that 1,000 times. And when you marginalize and erase Jewish anti-Zionism. And here at WPFW, we provide a place where this voice does exist while our government tries to effectively outlaw it, which is just another reason to support at 800-222-9739 or go to WPFWFM.org. But I don't,
you know, Dave,
oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to put a point on that, in that when you talk about the overwhelmingly Christian right Congress, we're talking about the Christian right that are actually anti-Semitic. That is the craziest part. These people are not aligned with Jewish safety or Jewish liberation. They, frankly, are aligned with the fact, part of it is this messianic thought. The other part, though, with all both Republicans and Democrats, we have to remember, is that the war machine is profitable. Mm. You know, America stands to make money and is making money right now. We cannot forget that. We talk about the shipments, but every shipment that goes is money in a shareholder's pocket here in America, you know, and that's money, frankly, and the dollars that are sent, right? The young woman made the case yesterday that, look, infrastructure, housing, healthcare, You know, all the things that we need here are neglected. And we say with homelessness, we say we don't have the money for that, but we have the money to fund this horrific episode in Palestine. She made that point, and that's the point, one of the points that the students will be making on Friday. So if you appreciate WPFW as a place of true liberation, not faux liberation, you know what I mean? It's not a performative act. We believe in what's happening here at the station. We know that to raise your voice can be detrimental, sometimes can be dangerous, but we do that despite, because this is the mission of WPFW since 1977. 800-222-9739. We still have $750 to go. We ask you to please get us started this morning, or you can go online to WPFWFM.org. You've come through so beautifully for the collision for Chuck and Eitan and Dave in the past. Please do it again right now. 800-222-9739.
Thank you so much for that, Katia. And when people support the collision, you're, of course, also supporting WPFW, but you're also supporting the show. And I know we've got our loyal listeners out there because you guys, you folks always email me after the show. So, you know, let's support the show so it continues to air and continues to be your show here on The Collision. 800-222-9739, WPFWFM.org. We're going to have the Fodies on soon. I'm so excited. Fuad and his daughter Feroz, two of the most accomplished musicians in our area. So thrilled to have them on. But first, we got a little bit of time here. Chuck, may I talk to you for a moment, please, about the National Basketball Association?
Yes, we can.
Okay, we are dealing right now with what are called, you know, the semifinals, to see who gets to the finals. On one side, you have my two least favorite teams in the Eastern Conference, the Boston Celtics and the Indiana Pacers. I hate using negative language like the word hate, but man, I'll just say, do I strongly dislike both of these teams? And so that makes it a very difficult watch for me. And on the other side, you've got my two favorite Western Conference teams.
Oh.
The Dallas Mavericks, led by Luka Doncic and the great Kyrie Irving. And they are going up against the Minnesota Timberwolves. I went to college in the great state of Minnesota. I know how that franchise has suffered over the years. They're led by Anthony Edwards, Karl-Anthony Towns, the Frenchman whose nickname is the Stifle Tower because he blocks so many shots, Rudy Gobert. So I ask thee, Chuck, for I love hearing your opinions on this, who do you like in the NBA Finals?
Who do I like or who do I think will be there? Those are two different questions.
They certainly are. Who do you think will be there? Let's start there.
I think the Timberwolves, even despite losing, it's going to be in the finals with the Celtics. And I think the Timberwolves will win it all because I just think on size, you know, they have great size between the Stifle Tower, as you mentioned, and Cat, who's 7 foot. You have Don Reed, you have great size up front. And I thought they were the only team that could beat the Nuggets. I really felt that way because Nuggets usually have better size than everybody. And we saw that last year, certainly against the Heat. So there's that. But then there's also the case that, you know, the Timberwolves are going to be around for a while. The Oklahoma City Thunder, that are very young and just lost, they're going to be around for a while. Enter in 2-3 years the Spurs. And Wemby and the Spurs may take over the entire league. But right now, it might be Luka's only shot to get a ring. It might be Kyrie's last shot to get a ring. So from that sense, I'm going to be rooting for the Mavericks to win it all.
And in the East, do you have a rooting interest between these two hideous teams, the Boston Celtics and the Indiana Pacers?
Listen, I'm a failed uncle. I did not convert my nephew to be a Knicks fan. You could argue that it was a great thing because my brother's wife is from Boston, the Celtics fan. He's a Celtics fan. So because of him, I don't think he fully realizes the sacrifice that I make when I root for the Celtics for his happiness. I'm going to root for the Celtics. Yeah, he doesn't know. He doesn't get it.
Wow. Well, I'll just tell you right now, in the Boston Celtics-Indiana Pacers series, I might be rooting for a tie. They tie 3-3 and say, you know what? we're both just terrible teams. We are going to back off and let the Knicks play in the championship since they deserve it more than either of us. Boy, listen to this. This is like how Donald Trump wins elections. Like, we're just no earning, no meritocracy, just yes. Jumping to the head of the class.
Yeah. And meritocracy would be rooting for the Celtics, but I truly believe if the Knicks were healthy, then the Knicks would be advancing. I believe that. Easily believe that.
Oh, breaking my heart in 10 pieces. But so let's be honest. The Celtics are going to come out of that series. They've been the best team in the NBA all season. Their margin of victory throughout these playoffs is actually historic, which is interesting. They're winning by 12, 14 points. Yeah. And what's so bizarre about that is that myself and many others have criticized them for looking lackadaisical on the court, looking bored, looking disinterested. Games are way too close in the fourth quarter. And yet by the game's end, they are winning by a very comfortable margin. It's just something that they do, and you got to respect it. And I hate to say this, but I got to respect, you know, in the past, one of their star players, Jaylen Brown, has been very outspoken on issues that matter to the world, both locally and internationally. He has made sort of gestures towards supporting Gaza and supporting the ceasefire. And who knows, maybe if they win a championship, he'll be more vocal, because we do need more people in the culture, particularly sports culture, speaking out for justice in Palestine. I would argue it's a desperate need. And it's one of those things where we got to see who steps up and who doesn't, to the point of which when I even see Kyrie making sure he has his keffiyeh with him when he goes in and out of the stadiums, even a gesture as simple as that, I'm thanking whatever higher power may be watching over us, because people have to know that Palestinians are not alone. That's my little two cents on that. But before the playoffs even started, I picked the Dallas Mavericks to win it all.
You did?
Oh yeah.
Before they even started. What made you do that? This is good. This might be your best prediction ever.
Thank you. I had a Dallas Knicks finals.
Okay.
And my whole prediction was the Knicks would probably fall apart and Dallas would win that series in five games. That was my prediction. Unfortunately, the Knicks fell apart before that could happen.
Wait a second. You predicted the Knicks over the Celtics?
Oh, yeah.
Are you just going straight from your heart, or did your analysis bring you
there? No, my analysis did not bring me there.
Because I'm a huge Knicks fan, and I would have stopped them at the Celtics. But that's okay. That's okay. I want to add something. So if we go back to our shows a couple years ago, we were arguing about Kyrie, arguing, talking, debating. And I was very upset with the Nets owner, Joe Tsai, on multiple levels that we discussed, because I felt they broke up a team that could contend for a championship. History goes down that Nets were a failure. But if we remember when Kyrie and KD were playing together, in the games that they were playing together, they were like 16-3. I could be off a game or two, but they were like 16-3. And we knew when they played together, they were dominant, and Claxton filling in a huge role was big. And I felt they were constructed well. And what we've seen, you know, since a couple of years, we're seeing now Kyrie with Luka instead of KD. And we're seeing, you know, the Nets not even in here in the discussion. So I think we could almost say, yeah, Joe Tsai, you broke up a team that could have won a championship.
And let's not forget that was broken up under very, very disturbing circumstances.
Yeah. Under ADL, basically ADL telling them what to do.
The ADL telling them what to do. And basically also, there were a lot of people who thought Kyrie Irving's career might be over. And not only has he reemerged with the Dallas Mavericks, a team that he didn't even necessarily want to go to at first, his eye was on the Lakers, he has made a new home for himself.
Yes.
He has reasserted his place as an all-time great player.
Yes.
And he wins a championship this year, which I think is going to happen. We're going to be talking about him as one of the five best guards in NBA history.
I got to process that for a second. But you know what? Let's have that conversation.
That'll be a conversation we're going to need to have. Call it point guards if you like. But he's going to be at the top.
Oh, point. Yeah, we have to say point.
Yeah, we'll say point. But we'll have to put him at the top of the list. Well, we're headed towards the bottom of the hour. Katia Stitt, may I ask you a question, please? If we still have Katia on the line.
Yes, you do. I'm sorry. The unmute. Yes, you may.
I just wanted to ask you really quick if we go to a quick break and bring in the Fodies with some music, or if we should go to them right away.
Well, you know what? If we just wait one moment, I want to thank Nick out of Washington, D.C., who has gotten us started. And we now need $650 to go, folks. And we can do this together. We've done it. We've exceeded it. Let's just, join together and do this great work. We need you to be in solidarity with the Collision right now, with WPFW, with Speaking Truth to Power. You know, that's why you listen to WPFW. You don't listen if you're of the elk of the politically faint at heart. You listen because you know that you're going to get information that you're not getting somewhere else. And certainly that holds true with the Collisions. So 800-222-9739, $650 to go, or you can go online to WPFWFM to make a pledge of support. See, Dave, now if you want to go to the Fodies, you can, or you can go to music. I had to get that plug in for the show.
I'm so glad you did. I'm so glad you did. Well, let's go to a quick break right now. And when we come back on the other side, we'll have on the line Fouad Foti, Feroz Foti, and we're going to speak to them about the incredible work they're doing with the DC Arab American Culture Festival. We'll be back right after this on The Collision.
Three wise men came to visit where I've been. They brought gifts with the Southside blend. One had Hennessy, the other a book of street ministry. The third gave a mirror and told me to remember me. Assemblies, assimiles, and metaphors. Analogies, this analog, the reservoirs I come from. Nigga got the dog in them. They become gods, no longer with hog in them. I saw venom in the eyes of a snake. The Solomon for common men, I wise up the place like a prize in a race. That boy hold the medal by the scars on his face. I can tell he know the ghetto where we both trying to get to. It ain't coincidental. His is on the streets, mine's is over instrumentals. The Lord sent my mental to be more than sentimental. The ventricles that I've been through are temples of what I've been through.
We always bring it musically on The Collision. Welcome back. He's Chuck Modiano. I'm Dave Zirin. So glad to have Katia Stitt in the house as well. We're pledging at 800-222-9739. Thrilled to have on the line. Just one of the great... Oh, getting it together. That's all good. Because I got to tell you, like, I'm thrilled to have these folks who are going to come on with us. Because, I mean, I don't know the first time you saw the Fotis, Katia, but, I mean, my mind absolutely blown. I remember helping organize a fundraiser for Gaza Have Mercy over 10 years ago. And there were the Fodies doing their thing. And, this is a marathon struggle we've been involved with. Yeah. And to have them on our show is a great honor.
Well, and they're no stranger to WPFW. We encountered them first when they did Live at 5 with us 1 hour. And, ever since then, they've been in the mix. And, of course, Dave, they were at our Palestinian Solidarity event in Tacoma Park. They came out and performed. And, like yourself, like Chuck, these are folks that come whenever the struggle calls. Whenever folks call for support, they're there. They don't ask how much. They don't ask why. They're just there. They show up. And if I could just bring it back to the WPFW listener, you all show up that way too. And we need you to show up again, as Anonymous has done out of Woodbridge. Thank you so much. And Ronald Ashford out of Riverdale, who says, Dave, I salute you. So we're getting closer. $575. Come on and show up for the Collision this morning, for the Foti family, for this work, for a station that's upheld the work since 1977, 800-222-9739 or WPFWFM.org. Dave and Chuck?
Dame and Chuck. Chuck in Flint, Michigan. I'm still getting my head around that, Katia.
I know, right? But doing the people's work. Always doing the people's work.
Always doing the people's work. Not contained to the DMV. You can't contain Chuck.
No, no. In recent years, I've tried to stay only in the DMV. But luckily, I have family out here. So to go to the people's conference makes it easier to be in Flint. But I just wanted to add one thing on, you know, it's never too late to join the mission for justice, join the party for justice. I came out that's really almost the language, in 2014, during the 2014 massacre, and I covered my first Free Palestine protest. But it took a lot of energy before that. And you, Dave, I know you and many others were on board for years, but I want to let everybody know you're one of the reasons that I started, you know, paying more attention to what's going on. I'm from the camp where my Jewish parents told me there's atrocities on both sides. Don't worry about it. And what you said, you probably forgot it, but you said it might be like 2013 or something. You said to me and a few other people in talking about Israeli apartheid, saying, if you are Jewish and you are silent now about Israeli apartheid, it is equivalent of being a white person in America and being silent about Jim Crow apartheid. And you'd said that. And that's one of those nuggets that I took off like, oh, man, I don't know. I don't really want to be that guy. Right. And let me dig deeper. Let me find out more what's going on. And so my awakening and my research and my learning really started 2013, where I know you were decades earlier writing articles and getting banned from mainstream sports media because you were talking about Palestine when no one would.
Well, I'm very touched, Chuck. And on a different show at a different time, I'm going to tell you about the political effect you've had on me, because it's been immense. And now we have on the line, so thrilled. Oh, my goodness. One of the most accomplished musicians in our area. An absolute honor. We have Fuad Foti on the line. Hello, sir. How are you?
Can you hear me well?
I hear you well. And I believe we have Feroz Foti on the line as well. Hello?
Yes. Hi. How are you? Thank you so much for having us.
It is such an honor to have you both. I've heard you play so many times, and your skills and talent are remarkable in a vacuum. But the fact that you've chosen to use your talents as well to serve the struggle makes it an absolute honor to have you on the show.
Thank you so
much. Yeah,
we thank you for that.
We
are so honored to be on your show, and also we wanted to give a shout out to your amazing wife, who was my teacher, my high school teacher, who was talking about Palestine when it was not in vogue in 2007, and has continued to really be a pillar of Jackson Reed now. And we're so happy to see that she's still teaching there. We don't know that many teachers there anymore, but we wanted to give a shout out to her and to all of the teachers that have really helped shape our political consciousness in the D.C. area, like Ms. Bollinger.
That's beautiful. And I'll tell you this, Michelle Bollinger has taught me more than I could ever tell you about the same issue. So we're talking about a teacher inside and outside the classroom. So
yes.
I had to put those two cents in. I would love to hear from you both. We have you on the phone. I want to take advantage of this. Could you tell us what this D.C. Arab American Culture Festival is all about?
Yes, definitely. So this is the second annual D.C. Arab American Cultural Festival that is going to occur this Saturday, May 25th, at the Dewdrop Inn in Northeast D.C. from 4 to 9 p.m. And then from 10 to 1, we will have an after party with DJ Remy. For 21 and up. So, you know, it's been very difficult for our community, especially Palestinian Americans, with everything that has been going on, for the past 75 years, but especially with what has happened since October 7th, the genocide that has unfolded and really has awakened the world to the atrocities that Palestinians have been enduring for over seven decades. And so, you know, we went back and forth, you know, with all of these different events that we have been doing since October. We've been performing all over the city and all over the country to really bring awareness about what has been happening. And we've been doing this for really, my father has been doing this since he was 13 years old. And we, and my siblings and I, we have been doing this since we were kids as well. But this took on a different fashion this year, you know, with the genocide and the live streaming of the genocide. And, you know, we know from all of the different massacres that have happened in Palestine that this has been occurring for so long, but to actually witness the genocide of our people really took on a different level of pain. And so we have been performing. My father has been performing, as well as I have, and Melika Tabdepka, who's the co-sponsor of this festival.
Did we lose Farouz?
Yeah.
Oh well, let's take it to Fouad Foti. Can you talk to us a little bit about the DC Arab American Cultural Festival?
Right. And so this festival, we wanted to have some kind of a meaning, because we were not really in a celebratory fashion here. Since October 7th and seeing all our people kind of being massacred every single day, even the musical recital that we had in November of last year, we kind of dedicated it toward Gaza and had all my students come in, and we were singing Palestinian resistance movement songs, which every one of them wanted to do, especially in my Arabic institute, because I teach the Arabic music using instruments like the oud. Oud is kind of like the father of the guitar, and also qanun and nay and buzuk and tabla. This tabla would be the drum, and the buzuk is kind of a long neck type oud instrument that's actually fretted but has you know, notes that are half flats and half sharps, which you cannot get on a regular piano. So some of the notes, if you hear them, you would say, ah, this is, I have not heard them in the Western style music. Those are the type. And what is Fairuz there?
Sorry,
are you there?
I'm back. I apologize. I got disconnected. Yes, I just wanted to add to what my father is saying, that all of this music that we do, all this education, all of these performances, we don't do it in a vacuum. We don't do it just because, you know, to spread joy. We do it so that people know that we can't be erased, that us as the indigenous people of the Palestinian land, that our culture, because we are constantly being erased and appropriated, our culture being appropriated, we use our music, our dance, our education as a way of really standing up against this form of erasure. So with the festival, we are so, so excited to invite or to host some amazing vendors from around the DC area. The majority of them are Palestinian owned, and as well as some amazing performers as well. One performer that I know WPFW is probably very familiar with is Lucy Murphy. We are super excited to have her perform.
Oh yeah.
Lucy has been a staple in the DC area for, I think 5 decades, maybe.
Wow. 4 or 5 decades.
I see Lucy at every protest I cover.
Yes. And we will also be having a native ride. So my friend Warina is this amazing activist and also cyclist who has been organizing bike rides for Palestine every single month since the genocide, this current genocide started. And she has been coordinating with the Gaza Sunbirds, who are a group, a cycling group, that have actually lost their limbs because of, you know, because of bombings or being part, you know, being in Gaza. Generally, it seems like everyone has lost some of their limbs, and has coordinated cycling groups from all over the country and all over the world to ride simultaneously for Palestine. And we're super excited to have that group come. They're going to start in DuPont Circle and are going to actually end at our festival. So we really have so many different community groups. Melika Tardepka is the first all-female Depka troupe. Depka is a Levant dance that is from Palestine, from Syria, from Iraq, from Lebanon. And we started an all-women's Depka troupe, so we will be performing. We've been performing all over the country for Palestine. So my father will be performing as well as three ensembles that he has organized through our Arabic Music Institute. So if Baba, if you want to talk a little bit more about the ensembles.
This sounds absolutely amazing. Sorry to interrupt. I just had to tell everybody that, you know, we're attempting to raise money for WPFW. We're doing terrifically. We're down to just $275 left for our goal for this hour. And remember, we can speak to folks like the Fogies and raise awareness about this amazing festival precisely because we're a WPFW. And by the way, that festival, DC Arab American Culture Festival, Saturday, May 25th at the Dewdrop Inn. I want to repeat that. The Dewdrop Inn, 2801 8th Street Northeast. You guys have been so generous with your time. May I just ask one last question, please?
Yes,
sure.
All right, you're longtime fighters in this movement. And I wanted to get your thoughts about the campus encampments, the DC, Maryland, Virginia high school strike for Gaza that's happening tomorrow. How does it feel to see this young generation take up the cause?
I mean, it has been...
Go ahead, Fairuz, and then I'll answer after you. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, yep. It has been just so amazing. I mean, you know, as I mentioned, Ms. Bollinger, we as kids were very involved with the anti-war movement against the invasion of Iraq and actually led a number of different walkouts and protests in support of the anti-war movement. And to see the young people, the bravery, the just fearlessness of these kids is just absolutely incredible. And that's why I've mentioned before, and my father can elaborate on this. We have been performing at the encampments at GW to try and support them in whatever way we can, and to continue to mobilize with organizations such as the Palestinian Youth Movement, the Party for Socialism and Liberation, and for all the students and students of SJP, Students for Justice in Palestine groups around the D.C. area, D.C. metropolitan area. So it has been so, so amazing.
That's terrific. Fouad, any thoughts from you on the encampments and what we're seeing from this new generation?
As an older person, I have witnessed many, many things throughout my life, including when I was at Michigan State University. We used to have the shanty town there, and we were against apartheid South Africa and so on. And at that time, a lot of people, when they were doing the, it was kind of like an encampment. It was intent, but we had shanty town there and everybody was supporting it and so on. At the beginning, they weren't sure. And then, of course, something happened at the end where there was a tipping point where everybody That's the right thing to do. Let's just go and liberate South Africa and get rid of apartheid. But seeing those kids at GW, which I participated many days, where I took my oud and I sang in front of them, they really gave me a lot of energy. It just took me back many years where I felt really good, and I felt like I'm one of them, and I wanted that for Palestine, because not only Palestinian people were there, there were Jewish students who are fighting just as much as Palestinians are fighting in order to have justice for our people.
I have no words for how much I respect you both and your entire family. Thank you so much for appearing with us here on The Collision here on WPFW. And we will remind people and keep reminding people about this amazing festival you have happening, the second annual DC Arab American Culture Festival this Saturday.
I'm sorry, we just wanted to mention one more thing that we didn't mention before. So we are actually raising money for Heal Palestine, which is an amazing, amazing organization that we are going to donate 20% of the proceeds of our festival to their efforts. They are doing some amazing programs in Gaza right now. They are helping sick youth, providing mental health support for traumatized youth, helping with education, and this is all immediate and aid, of course, for food and shelter and clothing. And I know it's kind of difficult right now to know who to donate to, because there's so many different avenues, but you should really visit healpalestine.org, because they are doing such amazing work, and 95% of your donation goes directly to the programs in Palestine, in Gaza, in the West Bank. And all of their programs right now are focused on Gaza. So yes, we want to celebrate our culture and everything, but everything that we're doing is always to give back to the people that are suffering in Palestine.
Feroz Fouad Foti, thank you so much for joining us here on The Collision.
Thank you so much
for having us.
Yes, and DZ, you know, when they were talking about the GWU encampment, I think everybody's been down there, felt that same way, felt that same love. It was one of the most incredible encampments I've ever seen and been a part of. The political education that went on every day, the arts that went on every day. They put their own curricula together. They had teachers every day. They said, okay, we're going to teach you about justice, revolutionary justice that should be going on inside the classroom, that some professors who join may be teaching that correct way. But they're going to say, we're going to be the way the university should be.
Beautiful. Katia Stitt, how are we doing on the fundraising tip?
Well, it's been moving since you had the FOTIs on, which is wonderful. We want to say thank you to some folks. Of course, Lenora, who always supports, thank you so much, out of Owings Mills. Anonymous out of Arlington, Virginia says, thank you, Dave. Jim from Silver Spring says, truly appreciate the show you give us. And we want to thank everyone out there who's pledged their support. We need $250, folks. We have 7 minutes to do it. And you just heard the Foti family doing their part. We can do our part by supporting The Collision, this program that brings you this kind of information every week. Every week, no matter the subject, it's always liberatory. It's always about social justice and lifting up folks. So now is the time, even within the sports context, that is what they do. So please, let's make this goal. We have 7 minutes to do it. We can do this together. If we have, I'm so bad with the math. Miyuki's much better with the sustaining thing. But if we have, two people pledging $10 a month or $12.50 a month, we will have exceeded this goal. You can become a sustaining member. You don't have to do it all at once. Feroz said it. We know it's a tough time right now, and there's so many places that need your dollars. But WPFW since 1977 has been here for you, truly speaking truth to power. Just the fact that we can have the voices of Feroz and Fouad Foti on our air. Fuad hailing from Ramallah originally, and then family being displaced to Lebanon, that we have them, and we talk, and they talk about their experience. They talk about their dance, the dabka, and they talk about the music. You heard Fuad. He is clearly a musicologist. He's going into the detail of these beautiful instruments, the oud, the tabla. Nowhere else will you hear this discussion. Oh, they're talking to us. Anonymous out of Gaithersburg. She says, Kuji Chakalia. Please spell my last name beginning with a lowercase. Okay. Very good. We got you. We got you. I'm sorry. I may not have, should have said your name on the air, but we understand and we got you. Anonymous out of Clarksburg, Maryland. Sorry. $171 to go, folks. We have 4 minutes to do it. We can do this together. 800-222-9739. 800-222-9739. Won't you make that call that makes the difference? And, you know, let's just keep going. I think, gentlemen, you can go a few more moments because our next hour is actually going to be Margaret Prescott and Sojourner Truth. So Mike have the pressure of, you know, getting the next group on. So let's just try to make this goal. We can do it together, folks. Be in solidarity with us right now. Such a beautiful conversation was just had. You know, you heard the predictions for the NBA. What more do you need? 800-222-9739, WPFWFM.org, $171 to go. Become a sustaining member right now at the $12.50, at the $20, at the $50 level, whatever's in your budget. If you got five, put five on it right now. We will take it. We'll be happy. 800-222-9739. Gentlemen?
Put five on it. 800-222-9739, WPFWFM.org. It is such an honor to be on this station, but we can't do it without your help. 800-222-9739. And Chuck knows, and Etan Thomas knows, that we talk about the sports with the politics. Like, we've talked about the way sports has been used as a tool to raise awareness about Palestine. You know, next week, I want to talk in great detail to everybody out there about this historic match that took place in Ireland with the Palestinian national women's football team. First time that had ever taken place in history, them traveling to Ireland to play, and they won. And it's just, and they did it on Katia, wait for this, May 15th, Nakba Day.
Yes, yes, they sure did. Those women were on fire. I'm so happy. So I can't wait for that discussion. And it was symbolic and it was beautiful. Oh, Alan out of Greenbelt, thank you so much. $121 to go. 800-222-9739. Please, one person pledging $12.50 a month. Or if you got $120, do it. Do it now. Don't wait. Now's the time. You know, freedom is not free. We have a good time on the program, and we laugh and we remember all those lovely things. But freedom is not free. And
Libertaria
needs your help right now. I'll let the gentleman take it from here, so I don't.
Oh, Katia Stitt, you are such a treasure. Thank you for appearing on with us here on The Collision. Very, very grateful for all the work you do.
My pleasure.
800-222-9739, WPFWFM.org. Support what we are doing, and you can support voices that otherwise are deliberately unheard. That's a famous quote from Arundhati Roy when she said, it's not about being a voice for the voiceless, because nobody's voiceless. It's about being a voice for the deliberately unheard. And that's
amplify
what we're all about.
Amplify the unheard. That's what we do. We amplify the unheard.
Chuck, that's beautiful. Any last words, Chuck, before we call it a day?
Free Palestine is what I got for you. And that's what I'm going to have for you every day. And I just want to appreciate this show. We've departed a lot from sports. We love sports. It's important. But we have a genocide happening, and we have to keep our eyes on Gaza.
Boy, is that the truth. Tomorrow, 11 a.m., McPherson Square, support the DMV students in their strike for Palestine, their strike for Gaza. Tonight, 6 p.m., Busboys and Poets, 18th and V. Come see the film Occupation of the American Mind in an unbelievable panel. I will be there. And as well, above all of that, pledge to WPFW, 800-222-9739. Yes, Katia.
just want to say one more thing. 121 to go. So we're so close. We're so close. We can do it. We want to make this goal for the collision. And I'll be there tonight as well, Chuck. We're sorry you can't be with us, you know, but you're there with in spirit. We can't wait to film. And, you know, the soft drinks, I'll go in with you, Dave, on the soft drinks.
Sounds good, but no brand names. We're going cola, lemon lime, iced tea.
Right.
Keep it generic.
Exactly. 121 to go, 800-222-9739. You can still call and say you want to pledge for the collision. We have a minute to go. I don't